You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. The UK government has decided to suspend its exports of parts for fighter jets, helicopters and drones to Israel, saying there is a clear risk the equipment could be used to commit serious violations of international law. In response, Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa has renewed its calls for the New Zealand government to suspend exports of Raycon bomb components to the US for the bombs it sends to Gaza. This comes as over 40,000 Palestinian people, including over 16,000 children, have been killed in Israel's war on Gaza since October 7th. I spoke to the National Chair of Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa, John Minto, about the UK government suspending its arms shipments, whether Aotearoa New Zealand should follow its lead, and the New Zealand government's response. I started the interview asking why the UK has suspended its arms shipments to Israel.
Well, the UK government have quite rightly come to the conclusion that the military hardware which they're supplying to Israel is being used to commit war crimes, essentially. And they present it much more softly than that, but that's essentially what it is, that Israel is committing war crimes. The whole world can see it. And they are finally, under pressure from the protest movement in Britain, they've finally taken the step to suspend some of those exports. Now, that's a very good thing, but it doesn't go far enough. In the case of the UK, it should be a complete arms embargo on Israel.
Do you think that Aotearoa New Zealand should follow the UK's lead? What would that look like?
Well, if we followed the lead, what it would look like would be, firstly, the government condemning war crimes which Israel has committed. I mean, so far the government has condemned Hamas, it's condemned Hezbollah, it's condemned Iran when they have responded to Israeli aggression, but it has never condemned Israel, and it's Israel's policies and it's Israel's practices which are causing this violence, ongoing violence in the Middle East. So what the government is doing is being very selective in calling out enemies of the US, but refusing to call out Israel, which is the cause of all this appalling behaviour in the Middle East. So I think, first of all, condemning those things. And secondly, I think we in New Zealand's case, we have a company in Auckland producing crystal oscillators, which can be used in the guidance systems of smart bombs. And in fact, the company from 2005 has said they want to become the world leader in providing these crystal oscillators for the guidance systems of smart bombs. So they provide these oscillators to the US, and the US incorporates them into their missiles, and those missiles inevitably end up in killing civilians in Gaza. So New Zealand has got blood on its hands, and we cannot turn a blind eye to this. The government says, oh, well, we don't export to Israel. That's true. We don't export these components to Israel, but we export them to the US, which incorporates them into the bombs that are being used in Israel. That's plain for all of us to see. And yet our government is trying to avoid confronting Israel and confronting the US over this when, you know, a simple nod to humanity means that they must take this action, suspend these exports of Raycon products.
To add on to that, in April, the United Nations Human Rights Council adopted a resolution calling for a halt to all arms sales to Israel as part of a call for Israel to be held accountable for all possible war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in the Gaza Strip. How has Aotearoa New Zealand responded to this resolution?
Well, we haven't done anything. We've simply ignored these resolutions. We're turning a blind eye to New Zealand's active support for the bombs that are killing children in Gaza. 17,000 children killed in Gaza, over 40,000 people killed, and most of the killed are women and children. So what we're saying to our government is they've got to take notice of these resolutions and they've got to take specific steps, the simple specific steps to make sure that we are not part of the killing fields of Gaza, that we are part of a responsible international movement that is doing its best to stop Israel from committing these war crimes.
And again, looking internationally, how have other United Nations states responded to resolutions such as these?
Well, many of the states they warmly support the UN Human Rights Council taking this stance. It's been very warmly endorsed around the world. The problem is only in the Western states, such as New Zealand, Australia, Canada, the UK, these states are the states that are holding out and are refusing to take the actions that the United Nations is calling for. So it's very much a minority group of countries in the world that are standing with Israel and preventing the international community from stopping what's going on in Gaza.
And the UN's Genocide Convention requires New Zealand to take action to prevent genocide. Is our government adequately responding to prevent genocide in Gaza?
No, it isn't. Our government is not doing anything to prevent the genocide in Gaza. What the government's been doing is covering its ass by saying repeatedly that we call on all sides to abide by international humanitarian law, when it's obvious to the whole world that Israel is bombing and killing and bombing and killing every day of the week, with complete disregard for international humanitarian law. So I think, you know, New Zealand is covering itself with ignominy over this. We are joining with a pariah state in defending genocide and refusing to speak out. We are complicit in what's happening in Gaza.
That was the National Chair of Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa, John Minto, speaking to me about the UK government suspending its arms shipments to Israel and Aotearoa New Zealand's response to Israel's war on Gaza.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.